Did you play any games like Whip and Top?
Oh, yes, we had all them shittlecocks. The girls used their shittlecocks in, you know, it used to come in turn, and in each season. And we used to play Whip and Top up Shamford Hill. Because there wasn't no traffic about them days. You'd have one and whip one road and we one and whip the other and see if we could get top of the hill first or to the bottom. Still there, haven't you? Because if you broke a wind, that'd be your fault, not nobody else's. Yes, you were real red onto cricket. Cricket was the mainstay of the job. They had a little field out in between the two parts of the village, by the bridge, as we used to say. A bloke left this bit of ground for be a recreation ground forever, and it's still there now. And that's where we used to play cricket. And the Reverend, him there, he used, in the winter, well, in the summer, he used to have three or four of the lads up there training him to get ready for, you know, the match of Saturday. He was a wicket keeper and batsman. And he, of course, it was just up our street. He used to take us in the house and have a cup of tea and some bit of bread, bit of cake.
I understand you were the scorer for the side.
Ah, that were the men's side. It wasn't the official men team. I was 13 then.
Did they have a boys' team?
The school boys, yes, oh yes. Yes, they used to play Broughton Astley, Stoney Stanton, Sapcott.
Yeah, the men's team, did they used to play other villages?
Oh dear me, yes, they were in the South Leicestershire League, they were. Of course, the South Leicestershire League took in, well, all the surrounding villages. Broughton Astley, Stoney Stanton, Ratbay, Ratbay and all. And so Dickens away from Shamford to here for ocean break, weren't it? That's why they couldn't get nobody to come to Ratbay. All these villages, Earl Shilton, Bowell and all of them.
So you used to travel by horse and cart then?
Yes, if you went to horse and break. Horse, it's a big break. If you had a lot of money, you had a couple of horses and a bigger break, of course.